Cole, Fight for This Love, exactly 7:30. And hey, just when we thought we weren't going to have any success finding someone to chat to us from the Jeep Club in Ballito, I got hold of, or rather, Charles responded, and he's on the line. Charles, welcome. Nice to see you, or chat to you again.
Hi, good morning, Dave. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, good, good, good. Nice to be back on the line with the Jeep Club after a week of activity, during which there's been some action and adventure. I can see from the feed. Looks like Albi de Wit's Spinnekop went head over heels. What happened?
Yeah, so interesting story, Dave. So I got a call from Albi early on Saturday, informing me he's going to do a couple of river crossings, etc. And later the day, he called me to ask me for some assistance. He had a bit of an accident with his Jeep. So it just shows you that, it's very real. Driving off-road, there's always possibilities for, accidents to happen. It is dangerous. People sometimes think, I'm just going to quickly drive an obstacle or two, and they don't take into consideration all the basics, things like walking an obstacle before you just drive it, driving straight up and down steep roads, because if you drive diagonally, it can increase your chances of rollovers. And, the golden rule is to always drive yourself the safety belt. And, thanks for Albi and his guest. He had in his car, they had their safety belts on. And if it wasn't for that, it could have been far more, or worse, actually.
Yeah. The pics are spectacular, but obviously, as you say, safety first, and the Jeep's integral roll cage makes it a relatively, in a tip over like that, safe vehicle. And I say this with respect. I had a rollover in a Land Rover once with absolutely no protection, interior protection. The old Land Rover Defender, you'll remember, just was aluminium and sheet metal, and that was not so exciting, I can assure you. The results of that were rather tragic. But the Jeep, I'm a fan, and so are you, and so are so many people, and it just goes to show that even upside down, it'll still look after you.
Yep, absolutely. And I think Albi will be testament to that, to say that if it was not for the roll cage, it would have been worse. When we got there and I saw the state of the Jeep and how it looked, I thought there was a lot of damage to the Jeep. And after the recovery and the Jeep was back on its wheels, it was not as bad. And you could see the roll cage did exactly what it was intended for, keeping the occupants of the vehicle as safe as possible. So you're absolutely right. That's one of the big things that attracts me with the Jeep, is the fact that, even going off-road like we want to do, because this is what the vehicles are designed to do, we do so, and we want to stay safe.
Absolutely right. How many Jeep waves did you get last week, by the way, or the past 2 weeks since we've been discussing them?
So I'll be honest, so far every Jeeper that drove past me bit the wave. In many different forms, so I'm quite excited. So it just shows you the listeners are listening to us and responding, which is very cool to see.
That's wonderful. Now let's talk about what's happening on the 27th, because I think it's going to be super.
Absolutely. So just again a reminder, and we've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now. So we are inviting all the Jeep owners in the Great Ballito area, or even if it's further than Ballito, everyone is welcome. Everyone that owns a Jeep, if you want to come see what it's all about, join us on Sunday the 27th of Feb at Lifestyle, 10 a.m. So at the Lifestyle Center, we will have a demarcated area where all the Jeepers will get together. We will do a bit of a drive through the streets of Ballito to create a bit of awareness. You will see how many people will wave at us, while we do that. And then we will make our way through to the Cable Ski Park or Ballito Ski Park. We will do a short drive through the sugarcane fields to make it a bit more exciting, nothing serious, no real dangers there, but just to get the feeling of going a bit off-road. and then we will end up at the Cable Ski Park, where we will have, refreshments. There's a fully licensed restaurant. They've got a menu. There's, some activities for the kids to enjoy. So it's definitely going to be a fun day, and we will have a bit of a lucky draw on the day. There's a couple of prizes that will be up for grabs for the Jeepers. So come on out on Sunday the 27th of Feb and come and enjoy yourself with us.
Yeah, and one thing about that kind of adventure, it doesn't matter what the weather is doing. You know, rain or shine, hot or cold, it makes no difference. You could do it in a Jeep.
Yeah, absolutely. So I agree with you. If it is a lovely sunshine day, we will probably see many of the Jeepers, come topless.
Oh, my word.
Jeeps, of course. So the Jeeps I'm talking about, And, so you are 100% right. We are really looking forward to seeing everyone on the 27th of Feb.
Yeah, so spread the word. You know, obviously, if you know someone that has a Jeep, they might not have heard about the 27th. Tell them to come along. It's going to be absolutely marvelous to meet the like-minded folk and make new friends. Any kind of Jeep vehicle, I would imagine, is welcome, not just the ubiquitous Wrangler. Well, I am a little bit more partial to the Wrangler than the others, but you know, we won't put on airs, will we? Shall we'll chat to you next week.
100%, Dave. Thank
Look
you
forward
so much.
To
have a good day.
All the best. That's Shal Lensley from the Belito Jeep Club. And interesting fact that even with a rollover in a very difficult situation, the integral roll protection
kicks in. Yeah, that's very important.
Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't for that, as I say, I had a terrible accident in a Land Rover once. Short wheelbase, a 90, but a Defender 90. And I just assumed that it had internal protection for passengers. Nothing at all. So there it is. So here we go. It is the morning show brought to you proudly by Cool Cotton Company and
Lily White Laundry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And here's Echo Smith.